This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president made a surprise video appearance on Saturday at Qatar's Doha Forum, calling on the energy-rich nation and others to boost their production to counteract the loss of Russian energy supplies. Volodymyr Zelensky called on the United Nations and world powers to come to his aid, as he, in a series of other addresses given around the world since the start of the war February 24th, he compared Russia's destruction of the port city of Mariupol to the Syrian and Russian destruction wrought on the city of Aleppo in the Syrian war. He said, "They're destroying our ports. The absence of exports from Ukraine will deal a blow to countries worldwide. The loss of Ukrainian wheat already has worried Mideast nations like Egypt, which relies on those exports." Zelensky called on countries to increase their exports of energy, something particularly important as Qatar is a world leader in the export of natural gas. Britain's defense ministry says Russia continues to besiege a number of major Ukrainian cities, including Kharkiv and Mariupol. Daily update says Russian forces are proving reluctant to engage in large-scale urban infantry operations, rather preferring to rely on the indiscriminate use of air and artillery bombardments in an attempt to demoralize defending forces. The assessment is says it's likely Russia will continue its use of its heavy firepower in urban areas as it looks to limit its own already considerable losses at the cost of further civilian casualties. Hungary's prime minister on Friday rejected an emotional appeal from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to support sanctions on Russia's energy sector. The prime minister, Viktor Orban, said in a video posted to a social media that Zelensky's requests were against Hungary's interest. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian forces have repeatedly attacked Ukrainian medical facilities, striking at hospitals, ambulances, medics, patients, and even newborns, with at least 34 assaults independently documented by the Associated Press. The accounting of attacks on medical facilities is part of a larger effort by the AP-PBS frontline to track evidence of potential war crimes. The War Crimes Watch Ukraine project, launched by AP and Frontline, includes details of apparent targeted attacks, as well as indiscriminate destruction of civilian buildings and infrastructure. The AP Frontline online database will continue to be updated as long as the conflict lasts. The goal is to provide an independent accounting of the events. On a visit to Poland, U.S. President Biden is saluting Ukraine's neighbor for taking in more than 2 million people fleeing the Russia invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The U.N. says some 3.5 million have fled the devastation in Ukraine.
It's not stopping. It's like something out of a science fiction movie.
The president's praising Polish President Andrzej Duda and his people for opening their arms to so many refugees, though through an interpreter, Duda used a different word.
We do not call them refugees. They are our guests, our brothers, our neighbors from Ukraine.
The president will meet with some in Poland, saying he's disappointed security concerns will keep him from getting a closer look at the crisis in Ukraine itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A number of nations on Friday called for tougher UN Security Council sanctions on North Korea after it test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to expand his country's nuclear war deterrent while preparing for a long-standing confrontation with the United States. North Korean state media reported the North's first long-range test since 2017, and South Korea and Japan said they detected it. Thursday's launch extended a barrage of weapons demonstrations this year that analysts say are aimed at forcing the United States to accept the idea of North Korea as a nuclear power and remove crippling sanctions against the broken economy. Recapping our top story, Ukraine's president made a surprise video appearance Saturday at Qatar's Doha Forum, calling on the energy-rich nation and others to boost their production to counteract the loss of Russian energy supplies. Meanwhile, Hungary's prime minister rejected the emotional appeal from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to support sanctions on Russia's energy sector. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.